It's time for the Old Testament scripture reading. If you would turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7. Remember the last time we, in chapter 6, they had marched around Jericho the seven times, and on the seventh time, and the Lord brought the wall down and gave Israel the city and saved Rahab and her family. And now we come to chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7, this is the word of our God. And His word endures forever. But the sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regard to the things under the ban. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, took some of the things under the ban, therefore the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Bethaven, east of Bethel, and said to them, "Go up and spy out the land." So the men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up. Only about 2,000 or 3,000 men need to go up to Ai. Do not make all the people toil up there, for they are few." So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men and pursued them from the gate as far as Shebarim and struck them down on the descent. So the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening, both he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, why did you ever bring this people over the Jordan, only to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been willing to dwell beyond the Jordan. O Lord, what can I say, since Israel has turned their back before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and they will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name?" So the Lord said to Joshua, "Rise up. Why is it that you have fallen on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, and they have even taken some of the things under the ban, and have both stolen and deceived. Moreover, they have also put them among their own things. Therefore, the sons of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies, for they have become accursed. I will not be with you anymore, unless you destroy the things under the ban from your midst. Rise up, consecrate the people, and say, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, for thus the Lord, the God of Israel, has said, there are things under the ban in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you have removed the things under the ban from your midst. In the morning then you shall come near by your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes by lot shall come near by families. And the family which the Lord takes shall come near by households, and the household which the Lord takes shall come near man by man. It shall be that the one who is taken with the things under the ban shall be burned with fire, he and all that belongs to him, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has committed a disgraceful thing in Israel." So Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel near by tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the family of Judah near, and he took the family of the Zerahites. And he brought the family of the Zerahites near, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. He brought his household near by man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I implore you, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and give praise to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." So Achan answered Joshua and said, "Truly, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel, and this is what I did. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful mantle from Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold, 50 shekels in weight, then I coveted them and took them. Behold, they are concealed in the earth inside my tent, with the silver underneath it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was concealed in his tent with the silver underneath it. They took them from inside the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all the sons of Israel, and they poured them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the mantle, the bar of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that belonged to him. And they brought them up to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." And all Israel stoned them with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. They raised over a great heap of stones that stands to this day, and the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day. Thus far in God's Word. On chapter 6, last week, verse 18, the Lord had said, "But as for you, only keep yourselves from the things under the ban, so that you do not covet them, and take some of the things under the ban, and make the camp of Israel accursed, and bring trouble to it." And here we learn of this man who did not listen to what God had said. One man did not obey. Among all the nation of Israel, one man did not obey. And so what happens to Israel? Israel goes up to take the next city, Ai, and they are defeated. Joshua is perplexed. He's distressed. He puts dust on his head. The point of high anxiety and mourning. To the point of questioning whether God has brought them out to this place to destroy them. But the Lord responds in verse 11, that they were defeated because Israel sinned. I notice that Israel, it says Israel sinned. It didn't say that Achan sinned, but it said Israel sinned. Israel took something which was under the ban. And so Israel, the whole nation, was cursed. And that's why they're not going to win any battles until they destroy those things under the ban. And it comes about, we find out, that it was Achan who had taken it. And the one man's sin is, the punishment is served on, and in the first part, the whole nation of Israel for his one sin. But we learn here, as we look through chapter 7, we notice that God loves his people. He desires to restore them. And so he's trying to find out, or he knows, but he's trying to give Joshua and the people of Israel to find out where the sin took place and where are these things under the ban so that they can be restored. They can get rid of the sin that is amongst them and turn to righteousness. Turn to God. And it's the same God who sends Nathan to restore the murderer, David, in 2 Samuel 12. This is the God who loves his people, and he desires to restore them from their sin. The close of the chapter, we see the wrath, the severity of the Lord towards sin. Achan is guilty, and admits it himself, even in verse 20, and the punishment is severe. And Achan, all that he took, all that was his, even his household, his sons and his daughters, all his animals, everything that was his, was stoned to death and burned in fire. Why? Verse 15, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has committed a disgraceful thing in Israel. Even we know that he committed the sin that we are commanded not to commit, and that is to covet, the 10th commandment. And you see the punishment of his sin in it, and the punishment fits his sin. And we are probably the only ones who think, as we read this, we're the ones who think that this punishment is probably too severe. He took something. He coveted it and he took it. Well, we do that. And God has him stoned. And he's burned in fire. A picture of the judgment that will await us if we don't turn to Jesus. To break God's covenant isn't maybe a big deal for us, but it's a big deal to God. You see how big of a deal it is to him. And so maybe it doesn't bother us to sin. Maybe we've become immune to thinking that that sin is bad, that sin is a great evil. And yet it is a great evil. There's deliberate rebellion against the Lord. The Lord commands, don't do this. And Achan does it. Achan heard what he was supposed to do and not to do, and he didn't follow. Sin is a cancer. And so the question is, will you treat it with vitamin pills, or will you treat it with a serious, radical surgery that it needs? You see what the place is called after he's stoned and all the stones are heaped up upon them and all of Achan's stuff, and it says it's called the Valley of Achor. So that Israel would remember that it means the Valley of Trouble. The great trouble that we ourselves will bring ourselves into if we continue in sin and we don't turn to the Lord. That's what we are to be reminded of here. So let us be radical in destroying or mortifying or getting rid of our sin and living for the glory of Christ and His righteousness.